I believe that this is possibly one of the most unique days that mankind has ever been able to live in. So many times we look back, and I've looked back and said, wouldn't it be wonderful to have been there on the day of Pentecost? Or wouldn't it have been wonderful to be in at Azusa Street or some of the other moves of God in all of history? And truly there have been great manifestations of God in the earth. There have been great times that God has moved, and we've experienced great times. But I believe that today is possibly one of the most unique days that the sons of God has ever been able or allowed to live in. And it's not because that there is some outward show of what God is doing. But I believe this is because that we have come to the consummation of the ages. That we have come to the day when God is preparing a people for that final ministry upon this earth that is going to birth the manifestation of God's children or God's Son on the earth. I believe that with all of my heart. That the most exciting time is just before us. We're standing on the threshold of the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit that this world has ever known. In days past, God has worked miraculously in many places, in many ways. Even in Jesus' day. But every one of those people have passed on. Lazarus, he called out from the grave. And he arose from the dead, but Lazarus has passed on. Many healings have taken place, but it's that people have passed on. But we're standing on the threshold of one of the greatest outpourings of God's Spirit that this world has ever seen. No longer will there be a band-aid placed on creation that will accommodate us for a season. But God is about to set creation free. God is raising a son, a many-membered son, up today. And with all of my heart and everything within me says this, that son has almost reached its maturity. That son has almost become a mature son that is almost ready to step on the scene in this world. Hallelujah. And to begin to declare God's message of deliverance to all creation. That's why I believe this is the most unique day that Christians or God's children have ever been able to live in. Because this day we're going to see something that has never been seen before. We're going to see a people put on immortality. We're going to see a people put on incorruption. We're going to see a day when you're going to say, O grave, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For death will have been overcome and will be no more. We're going to see a day that God's going to wipe away every tear from every eye. Hallelujah. We're standing on the threshold of one of the greatest manifestations of God in the earth. And that does not put down when Jesus was born. Because God was bringing salvation. He was beginning. Jesus was the beginning of the, what God was going to do for creation. That He was going to bring it back into Himself. And He ministered and He did His work. And He ascended to the Father and He sat down. And now has come the day, all this time in between there and now, the world or the church world has been prepared to die. And the ministry has been death. But we're entering into a day when the message is becoming life, not death.
Yes, yes.
We're entering into a day when the message is becoming life. He said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Because He lives, we also live. God has placed eternity, hallelujah, in our hearts, in our lives. There's eternity in us even now. Our spirit is eternal. But the day is soon coming when the declaration of that last trump begins to sound and the declaration of life is declared in the lives of God's manifested sons, that they shall put on immortality and incorruption. We look at what's going on, and when you actually look at the little groups all around, you don't see a whole lot happening. But you're looking at the exterior. You're looking at the physical. You're looking at the natural. And God says, don't look at the natural. God said, don't look at that which is eternal. Because that which is eternal is vanishing and is passing away. But God has given us a kingdom that shall not pass away, that cannot be shaken. And the fact is that He is teaching a people. You know, you look at what's going on around us. You see the entertainment in the churches. You see the message of prosperity. You see all of these different things that are happening. And people are saying there's signs, there's wonders, there's things that's going on. Everybody's searching for the next big thing. They want something that will tickle their ear or something that will make them feel good. But God says it's not going to happen to you. And that should not bring a disappointment to any of us that have come from where we have to this hour. Because we're not looking for an outward manifestation of God in the earth. We are looking for an eternal change that is taking place from the Spirit. I don't want to go back to what was yesteryear or what was yesterday. I don't want the stale bread of days past. I want to hear the fresh voice of the Lord as He is speaking in the hearts and the lives of His children. I want to experience the ascension in the Spirit, the arising in the Spirit to higher heights, to a greater knowledge of the Father who has called us. We've been placed here for a purpose. And you know, the fact of the matter is that even as we see that God has placed us here for a purpose and He has called us where He has called us from to where we are now, there is no puffed up pride in where we are. Because God's children in this hour that is walking in reality with Him has come to realize and to understand that it's not what we have done that has brought us to where we are. It's not anything that we have studied that has brought our understanding to where we are. It is God Himself who has unveiled and opened the Word to us to understand what we see today. And it is God Himself that has brought the changes within us, that has wrought those, that work, that great work within us, and has brought the changes. And, you know, it's God Himself that out before the foundation of the earth chose us in Himself and gave us a teachable spirit to understand the things that He says. It's not of us, and it's not what we do. It's not what we are trying to do. It's what we be. It's the reality of who we are. We're sons of God. He says, Paul says, you know, in 1 John, not Paul, but 1 John tells us that you know, we don't know what we shall be, but we do know this, that when we see Him, we shall be like Him. And that's what He's doing in this hour. He's revealing the reality of Himself in the midst of us. And as we behold Him, we are being metamorphosed into the same image that He is. Jesus said, Father, they're one as we're one. You know, there was no separation between God and Jesus. And there's no separation between us and Him. He has declared who we are. And His Spirit has allowed us to see the reality that we are His Son, bought and purchased with the price, that we are no longer our own. And Paul said, I am crucified with Him. Nevertheless, yet I live. And then he said, it's not I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. Our dependence upon Him has become so evident that we can do nothing without Him. And yet the fact of the matter is, and the thing that I like about it, is that you don't see super spiritual people where we are. Or people trying to be super, I should say, super spiritual. It is a natural thing for us to be a son of God. It's as natural as the breath that we breathe to know the knowledge of who we are. Because it's not something that we're trying to attain or to work for or to do the good deeds for. It's not, we can't do that. But it's natural who we are. And when God pulls that veil off, you're not going to be somebody going around here super spiritual or hallelujah or speaking in tongues all the time. It's going to be a natural life that you're going to be living. You know, it's not something that's going to be supernatural. It's who we are. We are now the sons of God. We know who we are. And God is building and working, revealing in us. And that's all He has to do is turn the light on to let us see what we need to see in the Word. And it's actually recalling to our remembrance what we already knew. Amen. From where we came from. It's a restoration, and God started it with the Martin Luther, and it's still a restoration. He's restoring His Word, His understanding to His people. The things that they once knew when they were with Him. Before we came out from Him, birthed in our mother's womb, and took on this flesh and blood to perform our destiny in this world. And that's what it is. He has predestined us to be who we are. And it's natural. It's not something that we have to work up. It's not something that we have to pray down. It's not something that we have to agonize over and ask over. It's something that He has given us. And I've said oftentimes we need to take a look at the Word and what it says about us, who we are. Because we are His children and His sons. That He has created and brought into this world for this hour and this time. And He chose to do it this way. To teach us and to train us. And that's why I believe that we are living in the most unique time in the history of mankind. Tommy said something a while ago about darkness and in darkness, I think it was Tommy, that in darkness you see, the darker it gets, the more you see. Well, you know, in Isaiah it said, gross darkness will cover the earth. But the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Gross darkness. And if we look into this world today, we can see the blindness and the darkness that is covering this world. The system of this world that has become so grossly dark. But we can also see that the light of the glory of God is rising upon a people. That we're not of the night, we're of the day. We're not of the darkness, we're of the light. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. And in Him, we live, and we move, and we have our being. We trust Him with everything that we are. And so, day by day, we listen to what He's saying in the midst of us. And we walk in the way He has called us to walk. Standing there, John in Revelations looked out and he sees the multitude of the sea of people. He said, who are these? And he was told, these are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. Beloved, I tell you this morning that there is a people in the earth today that is following the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. He will guide you with His eye. He will teach you with His revelation and His understanding. He will lighten the pathway that you're to walk in. He will show you the Word and He will give you understanding. He will teach you in all things that pertaineth unto Him. And the day will come when the veil will be taken off and the unveiling will be accomplished and the world will stand in awe at what they see. Because it will be as Joseph was in the backside of the desert taking care of his father's sheep, that Joseph's father did not even think him worthy to be called up to be seen by the prophet Samuel. But when Samuel had looked at all of the young men, strong physically, and even said within himself, surely there's a king here. God says, man looks at the outward appearance, but I look at the heart. And he had to say, Jesse, do you have another son? How did you reckon Jesse felt when he said he didn't even think he was worthy to be brought up? He said, yeah, I've got David down there. In his heart, he was probably saying, what in the world does this guy want David for? But when David came, he was anointed as king. And I tell you today, this world looks around. They have the PhDs, they have the doctorates, they have the bishops, they have the archbishops, they have the popes. They have the mega churches that are filled with thousands of people every morning. And the world says, surely, this is where God is going to save this world. But I tell you, in the nooks and the corners of this world, there are a people that have been chosen out before the foundation of the world to be a part of a day of manifestation and an unveiling that this world has never seen nor never heard of, and are so inconspicuous in the backside of the desert, hidden from all view, until that day that God says, unveil my sons and show the work that I have accomplished in the midst of them. And the world will stand and say, where in the world did they come from? Where did that come from? Where did they go to school at? What in the world are they doing? But the world shall recognize and know in an instant that it is the voice of the Lord that is speaking in the midst of the earth in that hour. And it is not man that has stood up to declare a word, but it is God in a people that has stood up to declare his message into creation. And it shall happen as God has said it shall happen. It shall happen because God's people are in preparation now, patiently coming before the Lord, walking with him, being intimate with him, allowing him to declare the word, his word, in the midst of them, patiently allowing God to minister and to bring understanding into each one of us. We are ascending in the Spirit in this hour. God is opening up our consciousness to understand his word, and in the light of his word to see and to know who we are. And that day shall come when he will unveil his son in the midst of the earth. And that many-membered son shall stand upon the earth and declare deliverance into creation. What a day. What a glorious day that will be. When God's son begins to speak afresh and anew in the earth, and creation is being set free. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.